The element now, holding in the ram, I guess the medium-sized lines of the run, four lines down, at the end of the towards the end of the line. It says Reina Chanami, and this is true. The Chiktani, the Rabbi Yosi, Ad Shaloi Zochabah Ben Hu Ben Acher Yochel Lachzabay. The Brisa says, the person says that this should be. Etc. So Ben Hu Ben Yochel Lachzabay, which more says is Rabbi Yosi. This halacha that Yochel Lachzabay is not because it was a hefka of the zman. Lav davka behefker shud lizman kegavna the seifa. It's not limited to the case of the case which the Brisa talks about, which is the case of hefker of the zman. The filu behefker alom is even in case the person was mafker that it should remain hefker. Tana reisha, which is the case of the reisha Yochel Lachzabay atchel zochabo. Kind of obviously that could be that. As long as nobody's been kinded yet, he can be chayzer. So why if the point of the seifa is to tell me Rabbi Yosi Shita, why does it say it in the context of l'chodesh l'shana l'shua? Why does it say it in that context? It should say it in the context. Say a person made the same case as the reisha. That person made a hefker forever. Kind of biyosi, you can be chayzer. Okay. Me and Mishum the Medina the Mishazachabah Eno Yochel Lachzabay Loshaver. So that's true on that end, but on the other end, that which we have this halacha that Mishazachabay Yochel Lachzabay, even after the person is mekarna, he can be chayzer. They're not the same. Loshaver hefker shehu lizman im hefker alamis. So the case we make the hefker, which is lomis, we have this potential harama issue. Therefore, say even after somebody else was cutting it, he can still retract. When he makes a hefker, which is lizman, we see that that's not a harama, and what somebody else is cutting, he can't be chayzer. So you can't lump the two cases together and have the chacham say one way and the reverse say the other way, because it's not that's not the only point over here. The cases diverge. Once in the case of hefker alam is there's a potential for harama. In the case of hefker lizman there's no potential for harama. Mitzvah lemitzvah. Therefore, we need to say the yom echad the Shabbos achas. The cases we're talking about a limited time hefker. Taninami ki agavna asher zochabo. Therefore, we said this halacha. In that way, it's different than the reisha, because the reisha even after somebody else is cutting, he's still can be chayzer. But in the first half, which that halacha is true, whether it's lizman or not lizman, but in this case of lizman, we said both did him. Chitema, mishazachabo who. So what does that mean? So we have a case of the safe in the safe it says once somebody's been karnit, whether it's he or somebody else, he can't be chayzer. Now what do the words mean? He can't be chayzer if he's karnit. Of course he can't be chayzer. I mean it's his. He's karnit. So what does it mean? So what does it mean in Yochel Lachzabay? Vavi hefker, filler Rabbi Yosi, upati min a meiser, hechi asa the shaper. I don't get it. How is it going to work? So the chazor is irrelevant because he has it. What it means to say is it retains the status of hefker, even though he's the one that was kind of. So what is that? What's that relevant? What do you mean? It retains the status of hefker. It's not hefker anymore. He's kind of it means that it's potter from meiser. So we need to understand how is that going to be true that it's potter from meiser when he's mafker it, even though it's a serious hefker, and that he's kind of it, yeah. And you're Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi holds it doesn't leave the shoes of the individual who's mafker it until someone else is kind of it. So it never left his reshus. So why is it potter from Meiser? Bishlama, when he's the owner is mafker it and somebody else is kind of, we say that somebody else is kind of, the it left the rishus of the original owner through a process of hefker, tar is not mechayev Meiser. But according to Bresi, if he himself is kind of, it never left his rishus, so it should remain mechayev Meiser. Hechas l'shapar the hakim and the shilah of Yosi the hefker adels the rishus zoicha loynafik rishus mafker, it remains in the rishus of the mafker until the other person is kind of. Nimzadchi hadr zochi be mididei ker zochi be mididei ker zochi, he's been kind of from himself. Well, let me have care, not from hefker. Oh, yeah. Well, loynafik rishus say. So why is it potter from Meiser? After learning the Nehi, the Sar, because Rabbi Beirsi that dosed the Rishus Zoicha, when Nafik Rishus Maafkir. So we have a mistake over here. That even though that's true, the Beirsi holds that it's Nafik Rishus Maafkir until someone else is kind of. Filahachi ki hecha the izachi bo acher zachi mevkerav alomim matano. So let's understand something. Hefker is potter from Meiser. For argument's sake, Matan is not potter from Meiser. So according to Bersi, why is Hefker potter from Meiser? If Hefker is just a Matana, it's a different form of a Matana, so why is it potter from Meiser?
With the Matana, the Meiser was given by the first person also? Before it was
Matana? No. The person has a field of grain,
okay,
and he's... And he processes his field, and then he gives the grain before he takes a rice to somebody else. So, if the halacha is that matana is, we're saying there's a din of that hefker is potter from meiser. If you tell me that matana is going to be, if you tell Karl Beresi that hefker is just a matana, it belongs to the original owner, he's allowing people to take it. When somebody takes it, it's like he took from the person. So basically, it's a form of a matana. So what do you mean hefker is potter and meiser? If you argue the matana is chayv and meiser, so what does it mean it's potter? So we understand that even according to Beresi, that hefker does not leave the rishus of the owner until the second person, the person who sees the hefker, takes it. It's not much like a matana. So Zog the Ram, well, once that's true, so that can be true of Karl W.R.C. as well. In other words, but this state of being that he put it into that allows any person to take it generates a din of hefker. That the Gabi Meiser becomes potter. So that he the summer bears the data also which is also so enough which is after feel like he had the izakh ba akhir zakh me fikar bla me matana kim and show you after the akhir gam can this cuz by cuz anybody could have taken it so thana matana so similarly hakinami kad the eu gufe zakh ba so if he's kind of befairish b'tarris after if we take the stam, maybe it just means that he's retracting his hefker. He says, no. I mean to use the powers of hefker to be current. They're afraid of Konami. If this second somebody would cut me, or they would get it. If he doesn't stam, we might think he means chazara. But if he did a befairish with Taras hefker, afu atzmai zochim in a hefker mikri, he's called being cut from hefker. He wasn't chazer. Somebody else could have been kainet. The malihu mali acher. Therefore, the difference in him and anybody else, he's going to be potter from meiser. Hilcha erasher rabbanim sefer Rabbi Yosi mesuptim l'shakmer. So now, say we worked everything out. It comes out that the price, if the ratio is the rabbanim the same as Rabbi Yosi, everything makes sense.
I still understand that there's a difference between a matana and hefker, but you know, still that point that it never left his rishus.
So the drasha that Hefker is potter Hefker's pasuk from Meiser. The pasuk says, "The boy Levi kei ein lo nachlo chelos benachlo imoch." The Levi comes who has no portion with you, and gets the Meiser. So the more darshins, yotze Hefker, that the Levi has this as much as chelos benachlo as everybody else in the world. There is, but if you're dealing with a case of an owner field, Levi Levim didn't own fields. I mean, they have their cities, but they didn't have the vast tracts of land, the ownership of the character still. They didn't have. So we come to this. But it comes to Hefker, the Levi is just as much entitled as everybody else. That's the Moresh Drush. So it's no dinner meiser because and Hefker. So the entitlement of the Levi, according to Biyosi, is not totally in the moment that the person's kaina. The point is, anybody could have been the one who was kind, including the Levi. So, therefore, even though the person who was kind wasn't the Levi, and the Levi says, "Well, I was sitting in barrels Rishus, and now it's in Yaakov Rishus." I said, "Never mind, we don't need that. You just need the potential was there." So the potential is there even when the Bialim himself is reincarnated. The potential is there enough to say that Levi had the option. Mio milsa de tamiyahu zataran. Okay, so but the more continuing saying, so yeah, you're right. If the brisa, if we learn from the brisa, the rishis, the rabbanon, say Rabbi Yossi, all of the lachos of the brisa make sense. But that itself is strange. How about a Tana of a brisa write up a statement that using two different opinions without any type of indication that that's what he's doing? Therefore, Shumhaki, so because of that being uncomfortable to us, that's what the Tana did, so comes Ula. I can find the way the Sefer should be the Rabbanan as well. The time up. So the actual zochaba bein hu bein acher the yochel lachzibay. So now we need to understand that where's the right for chazara over here? Chazar banan. Chazar b'yosi. We understand the person can be chazar because it's still his. Chazar banan. You're after it. How can you be chazar? Mishum the shiny shoe of Shabbos loshkicha. These are not common types of actions. They're for what? Klemmer. Loshkiach the mafkari in shibichya gavna. People in general, they make after. They make it after, not for a day, for a week, whatever it is. Mekimah shashana is that. So the fact that this person did something extraordinary. On the end of the diet day, we are going to assume the Kibbush al-Ratzel Hafkira Hefker Oilam. He did not want it to be Hefker forever. And therefore, because you see at the end of a certain time, it's going to come back to him. So even during the time of the Hefker, it's still connected back to him. I feel a voice is man shave kira even during the time of the hefker. So I feel the voice is man shave kira lo nichle lepek meshusay ad zochah beidoch. He does not mean to make a normal hefker which is out of the reshus of the owner. Rather, he means to make a hefker which is basically a reshus on his property, but remains his. Therefore, the Rabbanon are accepting Rabbi Yossi's idea in such a case.
Didn't you say something in the beginning when you said something about seeing? You had to see it. You make something hefker. It's not. It doesn't become in someone's until you see someone actually activate, pick it up, or nothing. You didn't say anything about seeing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Therefore, also say for Shapar, the Rabbanon can masuk mother Rabbi Yosi shebe hefker shulizman lo nechlukul. So Ulo was able to explain that the whole price is the Rabbanon. So the ratio makes sense. It's a regular hefker. But there's a din of haram. There's a chashash of haram, and that's why he can be chayzer. After the haram period ends, those two things chazar according to the Rabbanon. But in case of hefker lizman, the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yosi that it doesn't leave the person to rishus even while it's hefker. Okay, that's Ula's approach. How to be master of the price? Rishlagos Amar min sefer Rabbi Yosi reisha namer Rabbi Yosi. So no, the sefer is very, very clear that there's a din you can be that the person can be choizer after even after he's after it. It's only true like Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, we have to assume that the ratios are BRC as well. But the kakasha l'chayi hachi. So therefore, in the ratio, we need to be masver. Lachar shloisha amay and a yochel achzer. But according to BRC, what do you mean you can't be choizer? You can always be choizer. As long as there is nobody else besides, he can be chayzer. So why is the Rishon saying that after 3 days he can't be chayzer, even though nobody was kind of? At the time of the Shtachel Taras Hefker, the reason is because Chazal said we don't want Taras Hefker to be forgotten. Klarmer. In a Chanami, the Medina, the Rabbi Yosi, I feel like a Shtosha Yochel Achzer, but in a Chanami, Mikra Din, really the person can be chayzer even after 3 days, and it should work. Time, but the reason is that he can't. You mean in hockey? Because if that's going to be allowed, us the Mamer, people will be confused and say the following: the key loya chazer boy nami. If he wasn't chazer, v'zocha ba'acher, and somebody else is kainet, lo me have kerikah zochi. It's not called he's getting it from Hefker. The key of the Mekami, the Liske Bay, Hayachal Mafker Lachzer, by that Gufa that we were saying, that the owner could be Choyzer this whole time, Al Mirishusei Havakoi means it was really sitting by the owner. It wasn't Hefker. So therefore, the correct way to look at this is not—it's not being kind of from hefker. The correct way to look at this is being kind of a matana. Because sorry, the mechayev and meiser. So people will assume if it's a matana, it's chayev and meiser. Also, the sermon mokam acher love. And now, if they're going to say that it's chayev and meiser, they might take all of their meiser from one pile for all of the various things that they now own. So that includes what grew by them, and this was that they were kind of from Hefker. They're going to be maaser from that tree, which is Chayiv, on this pile of Tumua, which was kind of from Hefker. Now the truth is that this pile of Tumua is Hefker, and it's not Chayiv and Meiser. And your maafresh, something which is tevel, you designate it as hefker for something. Designate it as meiser for something which is not chayiv and meiser. Nothing happens; it remains tevel. So he takes this non-meiser, which is really tevel, and gives it to the levi, and the levi eats it, and it's chayiv meiser they shemaya, because it's not really it's not meiser; it's tevel.
Yeah, but is that a problem?
Chayiv meiser they shemaya.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm saying, no. Okay.
Or by being master, if I have two piles of grain, and I take from this pile for itself, so I say, okay, good. So the pile is 100 bushels, 10 bushels are meiser, good. He says, but I don't want. Once he does that, the whole thing is no longer tevel. You can't be mafresh something which is already chulin. He says, you know what? I'll take 20 off, 10 for this one and 10 for that one. That one's not really chayiv. So that act of designating 10 for that one is nothing. So that those 10 which are designated for that, they're not part of the remainder, so they're not chulin. But not meiser either, so they remain tevel.
Who sees that he gives the meiser? I mean, we trust him, or how do we know that? Is there a system in place?
Yes and no. I mean, there was people were Tzvi Nechama were trusted. Amaratzim were not trusted, and Echanami, when the person would see something from an Amor, it's be Savak, he would be master again. That was the end of the Mai.
The first three, that's Teva, Ivan Meister.
Yeah.
Take 10 bushels out of the 100. The rest of the Kriya is now Hul.
Right.
Second Kriya from Hefker, take another 10 bushels from
Hefker. No, you never do it like that. Because then it doesn't work, never works. What you do is you take 20 off the Chachila and say that these 20, 10 are for this and 10 are for that. If a person had two trees with Chakai, that's what he would do.
So 20,
if he did it in two steps, it never worked, even 20, if it was Motachai.
20 undifferentiated.
He can do it either way. He can make it differentiated also. As long as he does it at the same time.
How do you do it differentiated at the same time?
I'm taking off 20, 10 for this and 10 for that.
Right, but inside the 20, how do you differentiate?
You're saying it's a total.
No, I can take off the 20 and say 10 of them. I can do that as long as it's Bavas Achas. I can do whatever I want.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So having done that, the...
If he doesn't differentiate, it's even more of a mess. Yeah.
The Teva one is now what?
The real Kri Tera Hafrasha, and it's cool enough.
And this one was from Hefker.
It's not Chayiv at all. So that pile is also wonderful. The problem is the Levi receives 20 bushels of grain, 10 of them being Meiser and 10 of them being Tevel. But I take Tevel and designate it to be Meister, and it's not effective. It remains Tevel. So the Levi's eating Tevel.
Thank you.
That's the problem over here. So he thinks, or vice versa, if the person thinks that this pile is chayiv, the pile of hefker, and he uses that as a hafrush on something else, believing that that's valid, it's not. So that other pile, none of it's matukit. So by doing so, you're creating in it. Making it clear to people that this is hefker, and you cannot be master from this and anything else. Some more says, but okay, let's hold it here. Yeah, we'll hold it here.